Dear precious Father, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. It's a miracle these days of clear air. And Brother Freedom has prayed and you've showed him these things. And Lord, you've given him an amazing gift of faith that the rest of us, we need to have that, Lord, because he never doubts. He has no doubt. He has zero doubt. And we know it's because of the Holy Ghost that you do this in him. So Lord, help us to receive, if it be your will, that gift of faith that we can agree with him in these wonderful things in glorious ways. Bless the people today and touch them, Lord. A great message is coming forth by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we give you glory. We come to you in honor, thanking you and praising I love you so much. I pray that you'd intervene in this service today in a mighty way. I pray that you'd touch by your Spirit, because your word declares we must worship you in spirit and truth. And truly, the churches are not there. They're not in the truth and they're not in the spirit either. So they're behind and they need some help. Father, we just pray that you'd move mightily upon your people this day. Let them regain ground. Let them have victory this day. Let them have pardon. Let them be in that place of surrender to you, that they might reconcile the things that's wrong. And they might walk in obedience and walk before your power, your anointing. I pray, Father, that there will be a real healing to your people. I pray that they'll receive that forgiveness, that praying through that many people should get, that we had a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Help your people this day in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, we're living in a time when everything goes, seems like, in the world. You want something to work, just try it and it'll work because there's somebody that's going to believe it. So there's no positive answer for any situation. And churches haven't got the answer for most of the situations they find themselves facing them. It takes a mashita, the glory of God. And where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. There's restoration. There's healing. There's restitution that should come to pass. You know, when we do things wrong, we should make restitution as much as possible. And that's in God's Word. When we ask forgiveness, we should make restitution. If we fail, then we should make amends for our ways. We should seek God. And this has never been taught, but it should be taught right now, that we need to start changing our attitudes in the Lord. Our attitudes are very sinful. Our attitudes are not hearing from heaven. They're actually hearing from the other side. Doubt, lust, unbelief, drunkenness, lasciviousness. All those terrible things that come in to move upon against God's Spirit. When we became saved, we were supposed to work out our salvation with fear and have every tremblingness. Most people they don't even know what you're talking about. They never studied the Word. They read the Word, but they don't study it. They don't need it. It gets in a little light. It's just like a mixture of nothing in you. God wants this to be a rich meal, an appetite that you're living in it. You're acting in it. You're reacting to it. You're becoming an overcomer, that you might be a blessing. You know, wherever you go, you don't even have to say spiritual things, but if you're walking spirit, someone's going to see it from the Spirit. God's Spirit. I'll tell you how to get out of kilter is try to do your own thing from yourself. The longer you say it, the worse it gets. It gets where you can't hardly swallow it. It gets gone. Boy, it's terrible. You get choked. And people are choking this day. They don't have the love of God. They don't have the power of God. They don't have victory. They don't have success in life. God will give you success in life, that you might fight that good fight of faith, that you might be victorious in those last hours. I'm persuaded to leave life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature can separate us from the love of God, which in Christ Jesus our Lord. We need to have a soul-searching experience of God. We need to have our hearts changed, that we might be victorious. We can walk in God's harmony, walk in God's splendor, walk in His love. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For any man loveth the world, but love the Father is not in them. And if God's not in you, you're not going to see no miracles. You're going to see a lot of things happening. The devil wants you to feel good with your not-so-good Christian life. But you'll keep going because He's got you in the end. He sees the end result, and He sees the end of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's not victorious. It's slanderous. It's without power. It's without any anointing. It's without strength. It's taking you to a devil's hell, and you can't see it. You're asleep. The Lord said He's coming as a thief. He's coming like a thief. Blessed is he that keepeth his garments. He that keepeth his garment. That's that garment of praise that God gives us. To he that keepeth that. You know, if you don't work at it, you're not going to keep it. It's going to leave you. And pretty soon, people will see your nakedness. And then they're going to see your shame. And that's what's happening in church. The church, there's shame. There's nakedness there. Oh, it's terrible. Because God's departed. How come the only thing that's there is yourself? And yourself is not good to look at. You need clothing. And that clothing comes from heaven. You need a spiritual clothing this day that will help you to digest the things of this world, that you have a different outlook. You have a different insight because you're not seeing through your own self. You're giving God the chance to see through you and in you and about you, that you might walk and learn to walk in His Spirit, that you might walk up to date every day of your life. You're not 2 weeks behind schedule because you're right on time with God every day. Every day, this is His day. We rejoice. You're on perfect timing. I can believe for this because I've been through it many years and I've got things to voucher or verify it. But God works in specifics. He works in instant at that very moment. Hear me. He's working in your life to you be a vessel of praise, that you might be a vessel of honor, that you might rejoice in the day of the Lord and say, oh, I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. How long has it been out there that you said that? How come, Ashita? I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I seek you, Lord. That should be our daily exercise. He said they keep a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because what? We trust in thee. You know, people quit trusting God. They trust their pastor. They trust their Sunday school teacher. They trust everything else but God. God is glorious. And I've been one person. I followed God whether no one wanted to follow me or not. And I've been talked about. You know, I went far enough. But God's proven Himself to me. It's real. This experience is special. This experience is total and a relaxation in the Spirit of God. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. That means there's no warring. Though we walk in the flesh, we don't know war of the flesh. The war, weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. God's Spirit is mighty, pulling down strongholds. How long out there have you been since you pulled down some devil stronghold? That's probably a long time. You probably have been so in yourself, you're just out there just going as a zombie. No good up and go from the Lord. And we all need to have God's power. The Bible says, be ye strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put ye on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to withstand the wild devil. Boy. You know, we need to withstand some things. We need to walk up right before. I'm going to close in a few minutes because it's going to be a short day. But you need to catch what I'm telling you because God is real. He had a plan for you. If you'll call in and ask for Brother Freedom to pray for you, I know your prayers will be answered. But I've went for many years and never tooted my horn. But God says today that it's time for me to tell you, if you'll call my brother here and ask for Brother Freedom to pray for you, you're going to get healed. You're going to get your prayers answered. God's going to do a great work. And if you'll seek it, you know, I don't ask for any money. I don't ask for nothing. But I want your togetherness with you. Hakash, I want out there all the world to be together. You call my brother Clint and he bring us in together in the Spirit of God as where we are in the world. Because when the day comes, that's when we're going to see Jesus. We're going to all be caught in that minute. I'm going to see you in there. You're going to see me. Because we're in one Spirit. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's counsel. There's direction. There's anointing. I praise God for you this day. I pray for your healing this day. For Grace and Anthony, I pray for you this day. Grace, I pray that you're going to be healed from the crown of your head, the very sole of your feet. And when I heard that, you're going to be healed. And you are healed. Anthony, you're going to be touched too. And the dear people around you are going to be touched. All those that need something, call. And will God's going to hear you. God's going to make His face to shine upon you, be glorious unto you. I feel the glory of God here today. I feel that God's going to do a great work. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I'm going to keep it close for a while. But I'll bless you, and I'm going to pray that God's going to bless you. Write my brother. Call him. Tell him how hurt you're doing. If you want to be involved with us, we'll pray for you, and you pray for us. How, that's a good deal. We're going to stand strong together, united in the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Glorious. What a wonderful day. This is surely his day. We rejoice. We're glad. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, and amen, and amen. And God bless you all. Amen.